that little thief that says, you're too short, you're too tall, you're too old, you've never done it before. What makes you think you can do it now? Nobody in your family has ever done it. In fact, if you start, they'll all make fun of you. It's called the thief in the mind that steals the dream and steals the promise, makes you less effective than you should be. Here's what you must do. Battle with the mind. Now, what's the purpose of all of this opposites in conflict? Here's what I think it is. To create high drama. God wishing it to continue on earth as it did in heaven. I guess that's the best conclusion I've come to. Because here's the last of this now. Would it be possible to win if you couldn't lose? And the answer is no, it doesn't seem like it. If you took a football today and put it under your arm and we went with you to the nearest football stadium, and with that football under your arm, if you walked across the goal line, would we call it a touchdown? And the answer is no, that's not a touchdown. It's not a touchdown until you face the 350 pounders that want to smash your face in the turf. And if you can muscle by them, and if you can dance past the secondary with the football under your arm, cross the goal line, now we call it a touchdown. And maybe you won the game and maybe you won the championship. So jot this down now. High drama is the order of the day. I guess so ordered by God himself. High drama. But that's what makes life so unique, so challenging, so much opportunity. A chance for fortune and a chance for failure. And you've got to defend yourself against one, see if you can't maximize the other. That's the game of life. Isn't this good stuff? I mean, these few simple ideas started changing my life. Age 25, I was never the same. What if you picked up a book? And the book, first chapter said, everything's fine. Chapter 2, everything's fine. Chapter 3, everything is just fine. Chapter 4, everything is still just fine. Would you finish this book? And the answer was no. What kind of a book is this? So the book on your life story, it's not going to be this. It's going to be filled with the full dramas of the highs and the lows and the winter and the spring and the summer and the harvest. So have you got that now, the third season? Do the work of summer. Be both optimistic and vigilant. Two great words of antiquity, here they are. Number one is behold. That's the word from antiquity. The positive word is behold. Here's the other word, beware. One of the interesting bewares in the Bible is a little story that says, beware of the little foxes that are spoiling the vines. It doesn't look like it. You know, I come from, farm country, Idaho, where I make a little wine and grow a few crops. And you can look at a vineyard, hey, it looks okay. But this old story says, just because the vineyard looks okay, you gotta look a little closer. The little foxes may be eating the vines. So whether it's a personal relationship, or a business opportunity, or your future, or your life, or the management of your time, or your health, or whatever, I'm asking you to behold the possibilities, and beware the dangers. That's the key. And all of that we call personal development. Now here's the fourth season. And I've got a lot more notes for you to cover. How many of you have one page of notes already? Okay, wonderful. I want to send you home with a whole basket full from myself, Brian. This is going to be one of those extraordinary weekends. Dennis is here. Other speakers are here. You're going to have a full load to take home.